In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is a good thing that the Father and the Son are working together. The Son does nothing without the Father. The Son only does what the Father is doing. The Father loves the Son and shows the Son what he is doing. And there are greater works than these. It's Passover in Jerusalem, and Jesus is there. It's the Sabbath and time for a healing. At Sheepgate, a pool of water we know as Bethesda, Jesus heals a paralytic. "See, you are well," says Jesus. "Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." Worse things happen to Jesus, though. Jews persecute him for this healing, for he healed on the Sabbath. And there are greater works than these. The Father is working until now, and I am working. So says Jesus to the Jews who persecuted him for Sabbath healing. But what is the work the Father is doing? And what is the work that Jesus is doing? For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. It's a good thing that the Father and the Son are working together. The Father is always creating life, always giving life. The Son is always recreating, always giving life, always making new. Creation, new life, resurrection. These are the greater works that the Father shows the Son. And we marvel at those works. Greater works than healing a paralytic. Greater works than a Sabbath miracle. Greater works than changing water into wine. To raise the dead and give life. Like Lazarus. Like Jesus. Like you. These are the greater works. All because the Father loves the Son and shows him what he is doing. And what the Father is doing through the Son is making all things new. It's Passover again in Jerusalem. Jesus' Passover with his disciples. Healing a paralytic is but a foretaste of a greater healing, a foretaste of a healing through blood, a healing on the night in which he was betrayed. Bethesda points to Golgotha. Golgotha is the greater healing. Golgotha is the healing of the nations, healing through blood. The blood of the Passover lamb, blood that heals. Jesus, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. When Jesus heals through blood, he stops working. It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And there are greater works than these. Bethesda also points to a garden, to a new tomb never used. The Father is working until now. The Father raises the dead and gives them life, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. Jesus has passed from death to life. It's good that the Father and the Son are working together. And there are greater works than these. The Father raises Jesus from the dead. The Father gives to the resurrected Jesus the judgment of the nations. And as our resurrected judge, we honor the Son. To honor the Son is to honor the Father. So it all comes down to this. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, they have heard and believed. Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, they have passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will live. But Martha says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Martha smells the body. Martha sees only days and hours and minutes. Martha doesn't see that the hour is now here. That in Jesus, eternity has entered time. That in Jesus, eternity is today. So Jesus says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Lazarus, come out. For an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. He who is seated on the throne says, Behold, I am making all things new. You have been washed clean. You hear his voice. You taste his death. You have passed from death to life. Lazarus, come out to the resurrection of life. There are no greater works than these. It's a good thing that the Father and the Son are working together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.